Okay. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Ninja vs. Unicorn Double IPA.
I have my Schulferhofer grapefruit beer.
That sounds good.
Hello and welcome to the Park Stop Podcast, Episode 3. My name is Alicia Stella and with me is Ian.
Hey kids, how's everybody doing?
So today we're going to be talking about Universal Orlando's fourth gate. That's their third theme park, but their fourth gate.
Only by their rules is it a fourth gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of stuff coming out. There isn't anything set in stone yet that I know of. You?
Well, there was land development plans shared with the city of Orlando just a few weeks ago. They revealed a lot of plans were made public at a public meeting for Universal Boulevard and some infrastructure to go up on their huge plot of land, because they bought 1,000 acres of land and they're developing on 541 of it, 541.5 acres.
Yeah, just a little bit. That's crazy. Moving water, roadways, what are we doing? What do you know about?
Well, earlier this year, they did plans for grading, and they relocated some of the water that was in the center off to the side. And now that that's done, the next step is to add some roads and expand the existing roads. And they got permission from the city to build an intersection, a couple intersections. And if you were to look at the plans, you can see lots of different little turns into the area that right now are just going to go right into a big dirt hole, but in the future might turn into a second resort south of the current property.
So, and this is what, like roughly like Animal Kingdom from its closest park for people that are more familiar with Disney?
Yeah, we're a couple miles south of the current Universal Orlando Resort. So it's not like adjoined to it the way Volcano Bay was when they built it or some of the resorts. This is about 2 miles, maybe 2.5 miles south of that, closer to the convention center.
That's not bad. And there's not a lot of stuff between there that you'll see on the major roads, right?
No, there's like a Walgreens. The old Skull Kingdom used to be there, but it's just an empty lot now. They're building the Endless Summer Resort is being built where Wet n Wild was, and that's on the corner of iDrive and Universal Boulevard. So you'll actually pass one of the new Universal Resorts on your way to the new park.
Now, I'm looking at the roadway that you were just talking about, and this rotary they're building looks pretty intense.
If you take Universal Boulevard all the way down, which has a great name, so even though you're not on property, you still kind of feel like you're in Universal because you're on Universal Boulevard.
Which makes it easy.
Take you to this big intersection, and you turn left, and then there's going to be an entrance. And if you look at the plans, they already have what looks to be like a parking attendant station for all the lanes, and also a bus loop, and leads to what's going to be a massive parking lot.
Yeah, so you have what, 5,000 spots?
Yeah, in the plans it says 5,089 total parking spaces. And in case you were wondering, that's 4,820 regular spots, 201 handicap, and 68 bus spots.
I was wondering. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now we talked about this before when we were looking at this thing a little bit earlier, and you think this is going to be a flat lot, not a garage, even though it looks like the space is more like a garage compared to the toll area that I would look at on Google Maps to what is there at Universal now. But you're thinking flat lot, right?
I'm thinking, yeah, it looks very similar to the size that the parking lot was in 1990 when Universal Studios Florida opened as just a single park. Later, when they were doing Islands of Adventure, they turned that into City Walk, and they added the two parking garages. I think we have a similar situation here where it might start out as a flat lot, and then as they grow and add more things, they could always build garages on that, or even across the street on also more land that they have with just a walking path across the path or across the street.
Okay, and this is going to have its own City Walk, is what you were talking about earlier?
Well, if you look to the left of this giant parking lot is an even more giant empty space. And it all kind of feels like all roads lead to this empty space. So if I was going to build a theme park, it'd probably be over there. And then there's this little space in between there that would connect the parking lot to the giant space. And that could be theoretically a City Walk type thing, since they've had success with putting restaurants and shops on your way to and from the theme parks. So I think they might do that again.
That'd be cool. And I'm stoked for this. I cannot wait for this. So they move in water, and there's two water features inside what you and I would both guess would be the theme park. There's like a ring road, and then what's at the very top? There's like a grayed out area.
Yeah, earlier this year there was separate plans filed for back of house stuff, and on that is warehouses, tons of employee parking, and normal back of house stuff that you would need for a theme park. But also there's going to be staging areas. So while they're building the theme park, they have a place butted up against Sand Lake Road for the construction to park their equipment and then all of the new materials coming in. But building that back of house stuff is going to be the first step to building a theme park. And when it's all done, that'll be where the employees park, similar to Universal Studios Florida.
Yep. And then they're going to announce this like a year before they open it, right? That's what they do. So it seems like they build really fast.
If they ever announce it. At this point, I don't think they hint at things 2 years out, maybe a year out, and then they just open it. And then the day after, like, by the way, we started a new Universal Cinematic Celebration show. It started last night. We hope you liked it.
Oh, man.
No, they might announce it eventually. There was a Comcast earnings call just a few months ago, and they did say they were looking to expand to another theme park, and that they already acquired land and they have tons of untapped intellectual property to use. So that's about as much confirmation as we're going to get for a while, that they said they're looking into it. Of course, they're also, you know, excavating and relocating water and filing plans with the city. But other than that, they're just looking into it.
Nothing to see here, folks. So also on this roadway, I was just looking at it again. There's like roads that are intersections that look like they're meant to go somewhere that go nowhere. They just kind of stop.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's the park entrance. It's like all roads lead to the entrance to the park. And maybe that'll be for one of them to access the backstage area. And then the other one maybe could be a drop off from people who stay at the North Resort at the any of the original hotels. You can get a direct line right to the new theme park. It even has its own like bus lane running up against Universal Boulevard.
Oh yeah, I see that center.
So, and it's kind of like the Volcano Bay has its own little bus lane that shuttles people from the parking to Volcano Bay because the parking is nowhere near it. This might be, you know, they'll shuttle people from City Walk and any of the other, I don't even know how many there are now, 4, 5, 6 resorts.
I don't even know, but I'm sure there's more coming, especially when they start and when they announce this and start building. I wouldn't be surprised to see another one.
Yeah. So that looks to be like a little offshoot. So the buses kind of don't have to wait in traffic.
Now, I'm curious. I've only heard a couple of possible names for this place. What do you got? What do you know that I don't?
Well, the front runner seems to be Fantastic Worlds. At least that's the one I'm calling the front runner because I think it's the only one that's decent. But there were guest surveys about a year ago, and they specifically asked on the survey, which of these names sounds the most like a Universal theme park? And it had options. It had options like Fantastic Worlds, Epic Worlds, Legendary Worlds, Legendary Lands, and Dream Park.
Not Epic anything. That's so bad. I don't know why, but I just don't like that at all.
Well, they also trademarked Epic Universe recently. And they trademarked Universal's Epic Universe.
We're just going to pretend like that didn't happen for now. I think that's the safest way to go about that. I don't really like the Epic thing.
Yeah, but Fantastic Worlds is a good fit, and it's the first one they trademarked, so that's what I'm going with. And that plays into what the rumors are for the new park.
Okay, and so Worlds, Fantastic Worlds. So they're gonna build like something like Worlds instead of like lands, like you would think of like Disney.
Yeah, there's a few rumors out there. People are saying that supposedly the layout for this theme park will be unlike any other layout that's ever been laid out before for a theme park. And I don't know if that can even be accomplished, but if you think of a hub and spoke design like Magic Kingdom. Maybe instead of going to different lands, you go to different worlds, and they're called worlds because they're so massive that they actually encompass lands within them. So it's almost like a theme park made up of theme parks.
Ooh, and what do we know about the IPs that they bragged about on that phone call?
Well, they've acquired DreamWorks Animation in recent years, and
Super Mario, right? Or Super Nintendo, or Nintendo in general.
Yeah, I think that's going to be that's a guarantee because originally they were going to put Super Nintendo World at Kids Zone at Universal Studios Florida, and then they got permission to build this theme park on the land that they acquired, and they kind of shut down development on that, and they're like, we're moving it over there.
The kids zone is closing. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
They
I
put up
mean,
work walls. They fired everyone from Barney. Like, after December, we don't need you anymore. Oh no, we do.
kidding, kidding.
I'm sorry about that firing thing.
So they're gonna start with Mario. Do you? I mean, you posted on your site. I saw the video, the Mario Kart thing that was it Dynamic? Were they the ones that did
Yeah,
that?
dynamic attractions.
So they're trying. They took it to IAPA from what I saw in your article, and so are they still? You don't think that's going to be the Mario Kart ride, though, even though it looks like it would be, and it looks really fun.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that particular system, and it might be the same manufacturer, but they wouldn't be selling it if it was going to be the actual Mario Kart ride. I think the Mario Kart ride would be a little more tame than that, but instead of, because that's on a roller coaster track, instead of being fast on a roller coaster, I think it's going to be simulated fast in a dark ride setting. So like lots of moving objects coming at you to make you feel like you're going fast, but a very highly detailed sets and interactive stuff.
I don't want things thrown at me. That's not fun.
Like imagine moving objects to make it look like you're going faster in a moving background, and like I don't want to say screens, but there might be background screens where like the clouds are moving and it's going to give the illusion of going fast. No.
They did have a patent filed though, right? For the drifting kind of effect on the Mario Karts, even on their own. Is
Yeah,
that
the
on?
Universal has a patent on it. It's different than the one that was in that video.
One in the video looks kind of fun though. I'm not gonna lie, but
It'd be a lot of the same features, just not on a roller coaster track.
so Mario Kart's definite because they have the patent, obviously. So they're gonna do something with that. And is it announced for anything? They announced that for
Well, Mario
anywhere?
Kart's the only one that they actually announced when they did the groundbreaking for Japan. They said that the highlight of Super Nintendo World was going to be the Mario Kart experience, one of the most highly technological attractions they've ever built. But they haven't announced or said what the other things are going to be. I know when it was going to Kids Zone, there was going to be a Yoshi Omni Mover ride and a Donkey Kong Minecart Coaster ride. And now that they're moving it to the other park, without the restrictions of land that you had at Kids Zone, I'm hoping that they would add even more rides, or at least expand and flesh out the area more.
So the mine cart coaster, is that going to be like a legit coaster? Are you going to think this is it's going to be more like a tame kind of area for the kids because it's Nintendo, even though adults play it too, but
I think it's going to be fun for everyone of all ages, but the Yoshi ride is definitely for intended to be something to satisfy little kids. The Mario Kart is kind of for everyone and in between, and the Donkey Kong is the more adventurous one.
Yoshi is for everybody, just so you know.
Well, it's going to have like 100 animatronics, so even though the ride experience is for anyone who's smaller, it's going to be fun for everyone. Yes.
That's cool though. I think Universal needs some more dark rides just to like after food or something. It'd be nice just to chill on something for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Although you're riding on the back of a Yoshi, and I'm worried that it's going to bob up and down as it
Okay,
goes.
never mind.
It's
Never
my concern is that
mind.
it's like, whoa.
Yep, never mind. That doesn't sound fun after food.
But the
So.
Donkey Kong coaster would be cool because it looks like you jump the track.
That's
So,
only kind of terrifying.
yeah, this is the more adventurous one. It's not relaxing at all. You're going to be, jumping over gaps and the fire effects and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Okay, so like worlds, like Wizarding World, if I think of that, then we're thinking like the brick entryway into Diagon Alley, which is kind of almost like a land within a world, like a kind of like a tester version, because they have Nocturne Alley and Market and stuff. So what do you think is going to be the entrance for Nintendo World?
In all the concept art, it was a green warp pipe, and it fits in with that, like Fantastic Worlds layout where you can't really see into all the lands.
Is it going to be angled or something so you can't see through?
It's probably gonna have the original plans had an escalator, and you actually start on the you go up to the second floor, And then when you exit out through Peach's Castle and you're on the second floor looking over the whole land. It kind of gives you a good vista.
So then there's steps involved eventually somewhere because they're not going to let you go down.
Lots of staircases. It's Escher's Nintendo.
Oh, man.
The beer is kicked in.
It doesn't sound fun. So they're like, here's your escalator ride in. Good luck getting out.
There's an elevator over by the Peach meet and greet.
Perfect.
But there was more to Nintendo, too. I was really excited when it was coming to the Kids Zone because there's a lot more than just the three rides. Even in that small space, there's like huge interactive areas, and the play areas look like Super Mario World, where you like go into the underground spot and they have coins that you can collect. And every time I think of going under, like it has to be playing that music. They're like, do-do-do-do-do-do. So, but you can actually like collect coins, get stars. Like actually punch the brick and it gives you points or things come out of it.
That's going to be dangerous and fun.
And then there's a restaurant that the entrance looks like Toadstool's house. And inside they serve pizza and sushi.
Because that goes together.
Because anything to put mushrooms on.
So mushroom pizza and mushroom sushi. So you're saying
I think on the internet there was a bento box that looked like little Mario characters or little stars and mushrooms. I think it would be something like that.
Oh, that's fun. I'm good with that. I'm not going to have the sushi though. That's not my deal.
Yeah. Well, they're from Japan, so I can see how that works.
Yeah, and just as long as the pizza is something better than some of the other pizza offerings in the area, I'll be happy.
Oh, the pizza at Universal is 10 times better than Pizza Rizzo. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
As if that's the only pizza issue in Florida, Pizza Rizzo.
So because Nintendo will have more room here, one would hope that they add more rides. The same thing happened with Jurassic Park. It was originally going to open at Universal Studios Florida, where Men in Black is now. But then they decided to put it Islands of Adventure, where it would have more space and it kind of anchor the new park. So maybe we could get more attractions and flesh out the land a little bit more. I know people have been asking for Luigi's Mansion Kirby's Dreamland. I know people would love to see Zelda or Pokemon, but I bet you we see Zelda show up at Islands of Adventure and Pokemon show up at Universal Studios Florida at Kids Zone. One would hope.
Yeah, so Zelda, you're thinking Lost Continent. I think we mentioned that on one of the other shows, right? That's what you're thinking.
Yeah. So I don't think it needs to go to the new park. I think there's more that are connected, at least loosely, to Super Mario World that we can put in there, like Luigi's Mansion.
So that one's pretty much a definite. What's your guess on the next one?
The World of DreamWorks.
Oh, come on now.
I got to incorporate Shrek. The world into everything.
Not Shrek.
Oh, yeah, definitely Shrek. They're rebooting Shrek. There's going to be Shrek forever.
No, can't have that. I think it's just because that ride, the attraction that's currently at Studios I'm kind of over it. I think I've had my fill of Shrek.
You know, I just found out that it actually gets really high guest satisfaction ratings, Shrek 4D.
That's ridiculous. You can watch it at home.
I know. It's on the Shrek DVD. It's on Netflix. And yet, maybe because the seats bounce, I don't know. People like it. I have a feeling they're going to close it down and we'll get a actual Shrek ride at the new park. Maybe having to do with the new sequels. But I don't really care about that so much. I think How to Train Your Dragon is something people would be interested in seeing.
Burke. I love How to Train Your Dragon. Those are good movies.
And they have the new one coming out, right?
Yeah, I think, was that the third one, right? It's the third one.
Yeah, Toothless Falls in Love.
Oh, I love Toothless. I have a Toothless little piggy bank over there.
Aw.
So what do you think that ride's going to be? Do you know? Do you have any ideas?
There was patents that were discovered recently that look like a flight simulator ride where you're riding on a dragon, but the screen is actually beneath you. And in the patent, it explains that like if you're flying, you look down, so there should be a screen beneath you. So it would be soaring, but instead of looking forward, you look down.
Oh, that'd be so cool. So you're going to like get dangled over a screen, basically?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's How to Train Your Dragon or not, but it certainly looks like that would be a really fun version of how to do that. Another way to go would just be like the existing How to Train Your Dragon ride at I think it's in Dubai. It's a suspended coaster dark ride. So it's kind of like Dueling Dragons for kids.
But does the screen follow? That'd be cool if the screen followed you. So you're hanging and you see a screen in like a dark building. That'd be more fun. Oh,
so mix them together?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I could see that. So like Forbidden Journey, but you're dangling from a dragon.
Yeah.
It's definitely a great property. It's got a beautiful setting. So DreamWorks has a lot that kind of like Fantasyland. You can have a lot of different different stories all merged into one large world. And as you walk from land to land, it would look very different. Like How to Train Your Dragon. And if they were to do Kung Fu Panda, the settings for that is so much like How to Train Your Dragon is a lot of dark and medieval style. And Kung Fu Panda is very bright and happy and Asian style. So it'd be cool to walk from one to the other.
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda is awesome. I love the sets in that, even if they don't have a lot of the characters, just to walk through some of the backgrounds and stuff. It's amazing. A lot of those, like, they took a lot of influence. You could tell if you watch like a lot of martial arts movies. There's some really amazing colors and stuff in it. I like that. I'm good with that.
Now the bad news is Universal Studios Beijing, which opens in a couple of years. I'm hearing that they have an exclusive rights to the Kung Fu Panda stuff. Because they're definitely getting a Kung Fu Panda Land, and the concept art looks amazing, but it might be a few years before we would see it here. So maybe an expansion that they plan to do at the new park. Similar thing happened with Disney rides like Ratatouille in France. They had a several-year exclusive rights, but now that that's run out, we're getting it here in Epcot. So, like, I've been patient, and I can't wait to ride it, but eventually it'll come here.
So basically, you just totally teased me and was like, look at this cool background movie that we all like, but you can't have it right now.
No, instead, we'll get Trolls.
Trolls.
DreamWorks Trolls.
So lots of big hair and singing. We're going to get Trolls.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. The kids love it. It sells merchandise. Everyone's singing. It's happy.
It's a fun. I know someone that uses the music for their cycling classes, actually. So it'll be fun. I mean, it's a fun movie. I'll admit it. I don't love it. I don't think it's some kind of like cinematic masterpiece, but it was fun. I laughed a lot. We had a lot of fun watching Trolls. And a little dark ride would probably be fun with that too.
Yeah. They did a boat dark ride. Like It's a Small World, but because they have like a luminescent forest that's glowing and it's got weird creatures and the happy trolls. And if they just play that Justin Timberlake song on loop.
No.
You got yourself a ride there.
No, I don't want to hear the Justin Timberlake song on loop.
It's such a happy song, though. Everyone loves it.
But for an entire ride? What? It's not even like the Small World song.
Right? It sounds like a 30-second loop to me.
Don't encourage them. I want to hear more than that. Maybe each room could have its own song. There's tons of them in that movie, but...
Yeah, I think a ride that's just a collection of like vignettes with different songs would be a big hit with kids.
And me, I'm a big kid some of the time. So what do we got? Shrek. We started with How to Train Your Dragon, Kung Fu Panda that you totally dangled and teased with, and then Trolls. Anything else that you could think of from DreamWorks? Or
well, they also made an announcement they're going to be releasing an Illumination film and a DreamWorks film every year starting in 2020. So there will be no end to new properties that they can squeeze into this area of the park.
So what you're saying is Secret Life of Pets is going to be somewhere?
I don't think they're going to put Illumination in this park. I have a feeling they're going to kind of keep that to Universal Studios Florida because they already have the Minions there. And there's always a rumor that Secret Life of Pets will get a ride, maybe taking over Shrek 4D. I know they're opening a Secret Life of Pets ride in Hollywood. They're constructing it right now. All they've made no announcement that they've started building it, but it's already being built. But I don't see the Illumination properties come into the new park. I think they're going to kind of keep it DreamWorks here and Illumination. Did you say Toy Story?
Yeah, it's just what it is. It's just their version of Toy Story. Come on, go over your head. Go step by step. Ready, go.
What the movie, let's see, a new dog comes in from the owner, and the old dog is jealous. And
Woody.
The new toy, I mean dog. Yeah, I see your point. They go on an adventure and they learn to love each other.
Exactly. It's Toy Story.
But maybe the sequel will be different.
I hope so. I hope they don't just do Toy Story 2. But I mean, Secret Life of Pets, the movie wasn't that great. It was okay, but the characters were kind of fun.
The characters are fun, and it's funny. It's really funny.
It's Toy Story. Of course it's funny.
Toy Story is heartwarming. Secret Life of Pets is funny.
Okay, so.
Next.
Make me excited. Let's go.
All right, next. And these are all in descending order of likeliness. So I started with the ones that are pretty guaranteed, and we're probably right around the middle of guaranteed or speculation here. But next will be Worlds of Monsters.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, the Universal Classic Monsters. And at least one source has told me that this is a lock. This is actually happening. I'm looking for a confirmation on it, but that's good enough for me. I'm excited.
Oh, so excited. So what do you know? Do you know anything about attractions? What do you know?
No, I don't know anything about it except that it's going to... I was worried because the Dark Universe keeps failing that they weren't going to do anything, but it looks like they're kind of doing its own thing. So they're not relying on the films, and maybe they'll actually go back to the roots and make something that's, you know, timeless.
Well, they should. I mean, those movies are so important to Universal. They should have been in the first park with more than just the restaurant and like a Frankenstein walk around or something like
that. Yeah. I have a photo of myself with Frankenstein from 1991. That was so cool. Back. Remember Harry and the Hendersons too. Those are the best characters, Harry the Henderson.
Do with classic monsters.
No, I'm just saying, back in 1991, they had walk-around characters that they don't have anymore. And they still have Lucy, and they still have, you know, Marilyn Monroe, but they also used to have Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, still not a classic monster. But
they had Frankenstein walking around, and then they did the Beetlejuice's Graveyard Review, which was open for a long time until Fast and Furious's queue took it over.
Unfortunately for all of us.
But it's still a terrible waste of the classic monsters.
Yeah, they really should be given their due already. But you and I have talked about classic monsters before. Mm-hmm. And you know that I have a serious love for horror movies. And I would like to see Universal strike back at Disney, even though the same person is not in charge of Disney anymore. And take Eisner's idea. Instead of the haunted hotel that the Tower Hotel is from Tower of Terror, I want Dracula's Castle.
Like a real hotel.
A hotel that connects to the land. It should be up on some kind of hill, maybe, or just look like it's on part of a hill. And there should be a windmill that's burned for Frankenstein. And since we're going to use all this space and you can walk right out of the castle into the land, there should be a ride that looks like you're going into the castle, much like the Tower of Terror ride was supposed to be in the hotel you stayed in.
Yeah.
That's my want.
Well, I think a Haunted Mansion style ride featuring all the classic monsters is a given. If they don't do that, they're missing a huge opportunity. But I do like the idea of having a hotel like Star Wars Land that connects to a land in the park, like in the back of the park, so you can get out of your hotel and connect right into the park without having to go around front. Like, that would be pretty amazing. I don't know if I'd want to stay in a scary hotel.
It doesn't have to be. It can be a clean castle. I'm sure when he lived there, it wasn't that scary just because he put people on spikes in his front yard. It's fine.
I feel like every time I've seen Dracula's castle, there's been lightning behind it.
Yeah, but I mean, it had to be nice at some point. He wasn't always a vampire.
Okay, so a medieval-themed castle that happens to be owned by a blood-sucking vampire.
Yeah, I'm good with that. What's wrong with that?
So yeah. If it's a boutique hotel that only has like 40 or 60 rooms, maybe.
What? It's a castle. The thing better be huge with a courtyard and everything.
Well, Star Wars Hotel is like 80 rooms, so.
Yeah, but they have to pretend like you're in space.
Oh, okay. Now, I'd like to see Nintendo Land have a hotel behind it, and you can stay at like Princess Peach's castle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, but I'm okay with that. But I think I'd rather stay in Dracula's castle, and I think it would make a killing during Halloween Horror Nights.
And like the pillows are toadstools, or
no, no, Halloween Horror Nights castle year round.
Oh, we've also talked about it. Like, it would be pretty cool if every land had a hotel behind it. That would kind of change the face of theme parks a little bit.
That'd be super fun, though. I mean, like even like a Kung Fu Panda hotel, like the way they sleep in like that, the Chinese kind of like decor and stuff in the buildings with the paper. Oh, so cool.
Oh, yeah, that would be pretty, like a very serene hotel.
Okay, so you said monsters. I was the one that said classic monsters and asked.
Yeah, if it's Dish. If we got lands, if we have multiple lands inside of the worlds, maybe classic monsters is one land and the other one is like a land of giant monsters like Godzilla.
Kaiju. So the new Godzilla looks awesome, and you better not be teasing me with this because I love those kaiju movies. Any of them, Kong, Godzilla.
I mean, it's just speculation. I haven't heard anything specific, but I have heard that they want to split the lands into multiple sections, and this would be like, especially with the new movies coming out, like that would be, it's just a shame that they built the new Skull Island ride over at Islands of Adventure because it would fit in so well here.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a different studio too, I think. Isn't the new Kong with isn't Legendary doing that universe?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is. Yeah. And the other one's based on the Peter Jackson version.
Which I do enjoy. And most people, I don't think a lot of people like it, but I do. Cause he was his, like, it was like a love project for him.
I like it. I just wish it was an hour shorter.
Stop. That's the original story. You just made it cooler.
Yeah, I don't remember in the original film where they're ice skating in Central Park.
Shh, it's okay.
I also don't remember
you can't even say it.
A stampede of brontosauruses breaking their necks down a long... Oh,
it's so fine. You're fine.
That's not in the original story.
It is now.
You cut that out and you cut out the... you know what? Actually, I like the Central Park scene. It's romantic. Yeah, you got to have a little bit of romance there with your King Kong.
Told you. So, in the last Godzilla, I thought the reboot of Godzilla was really good.
Really no, true. I really like the Godzilla. And the new trailer looks amazing. So, if they did any kind of ride with Godzilla, although someone's already made the joke that, like, if they had an animatronic, it would just be his foot. Because it's too big. So, you know, it had to be a screen-based attraction with him in the distance or just his head pop up.
Can you imagine like Godzilla rising out of water like he does in the first movie where he's swimming and he comes out? Even if you just got a head, like a 40-foot head.
Maybe they make the biggest ride of all time and they get up, like even from his waist up would be amazing.
So good. And the new one's Michael Dougherty, which Universal already has like a relationship with Horror Nights.
Oh yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
So Trick or Treat and Krampus, which I think Krampus is Universal. I don't remember what Trick or Treat put that out, but I think Krampus is Universal, and then they brought Trick or Treat in. So they already have a relationship with the director. And the movie, that teaser trailer they released is so good. And if you're a Godzilla nerd, I'm sure you had a lot of fun watching it.
I only watched it once because I don't want to actually spoil it too much.
Oh, it's just a teaser. I was just looking at all the monsters they were bringing from the Godzilla universe.
Oh, I know. I like the first movie, but the fact that they're actually bringing back like Mothra and stuff, and
so good.
So, yeah, I think that would be great. And, you know, if they wanted to, they could put Jurassic World here. If they wanted to call Indominus Rex a monster and just put the one. No,
I don't. Okay. I mean, they could. You're right. They could. I just don't think they should.
Oh, okay. And maybe they don't get the Godzilla right, so they're like, Indominus is kind of like Godzilla.
Not
he's
really.
A tiny Godzilla.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a little small.
He's killing for sport.
So that's pretty much what we can speculate, as far as you know, on the monsters. Now, folks that are listening, I need to tell you, Alicia does do a quick outline of what we're going to talk about. And this next one is Wizarding World Fantastic Beasts. And the only notes that she has is Kowalski's Bakery 4 times. If anybody knows Alicia, you will understand why. That's all she put.
Yeah, it says Kowalski's Bakery, Kowalski's Bakery, Kowalski's Bakery, and maybe Kowalski's Bakery.
And to be fair, I think if they put one in somewhere, like they could do at the studios easily right now in a not unrealistic spot, hint, hint, it would probably make a killing.
But this is just the internet guessing. We haven't heard anything official or even any leaked information, but I feel like with the success of The Wizarding World, and I know Warner Brothers is wanting to keep their relationship going, Fantastic Beasts would be a good way to keep it going, but also move away from the original series, because this is 2.5 miles south of the other property. You know, with the other two lands connected and easy to get to, it would be weird to have more Harry Potter so far away. But this, you know, 70 years earlier or whatever, makes sense to put a little bit farther. Now, I haven't seen the new movie, so no spoilers.
All right. So everyone's been talking about how Universal has been saying they're going to do the Ministry of Magic ride, and the Ministry of Magic does show up in the new movie.
Oh, okay. The actual Kingdom Ministry of Magic. Okay. Because in the first one, they had the American variation of it.
Yep. Which is cool. And there's five movies. So I think having, there's America now, and then there's England, and then it seems,
and then like, maybe Paris next time.
Yeah, Paris is definitely next. If you've seen the movie, you know that Paris is next.
Okay, because there's these posters. There's travel posters up in the Globus Mundi travel agent store that just opened at Diagon Alley. And the posters kind of depict all the places that will be showing up in these films. So I think a ride that somehow takes you through all of those locations would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, or even a street. Like if they made the land kind of large, and like every time you turn a corner, you're like in a different place, or it's walked through something.
Oh, I like that idea.
I'd be down with that. That'd be cool.
I mean, if the whole world was Fantastic Beasts, and then each land is like a different city.
Yeah.
It's all the facades built around a big ride building.
That'd be cool. That'd be very cool. And I think a ride queue that would be really cool to see is in the new movie. Sorry, Alicia, but the new movie pretty early on. You see Newt's like what would be like a workshop, like where he keeps like the animals he has that are not in his case.
So like the and stables type of thing?
Yeah, kind of. There's a big area with a thing that lives in the water. Since you haven't seen it yet, I won't tell you. But you could do that with screens on one wall, like going up, and there's steps that kind of split in a couple different directions. It would be a pretty cool queue. It'd be like the opposite of going up for the train at the station right now. So
if they did some kind of ride that incorporated coming face to face with like all the different creatures and like with actual animatronics, that would be it. I wouldn't even care what the story was. It would be pretty amazing. And I think no matter how well or not well the films do, I think people would be interested in that.
Yeah. There's some rather large animals in the new one too. Like there's a beautiful one too. That kind of reminds me of our new puppy, to be honest, in some ways. But yeah, there's one that's really colorful and kind of big and kind of Asian inspired. And there's like baby Nifflers that I think you saw in the trailer.
Well, I saw the they're selling them at Universal right now. They have like different color little Nifflers. And one of them looks like a little Mogwai color.
Yeah, I want there's one that's kind of skunk like in the movie. I want that one. It's kind of cute.
Okay, so there's more than enough to make a world out of that franchise.
Oh, easily.
Another one is interesting because there's been rumors that the Jurassic Park land, well, first the rumor was the Jurassic World was going into the new fourth gate. Then the rumor was Jurassic Park at Islands of Adventure was going to be turned into Jurassic World. And now the rumor is back that Jurassic World's going to the new park, and then maybe Jurassic Park stays Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I got you. So I think Jurassic Park should be left alone.
Right.
The movie still holds up too. If you watch it, the effects and everything still hold up. I think people still love it. I think that the River Adventure, the animatronics need some updating. Like their movement and stuff is pretty basic. I think they look pretty decent, but some new skins would be nice. I think it's cool too that the River Adventure is based more on a book. Like in the first movie, Jurassic Park, you don't really see like a riverboat. But it is in the book. I think that's cool. I think they should leave it alone. They're adding the coaster. They already have the Pteranodon flyers. I would like to just like Harry Potter with Fantastic Beasts and the Harry Potter Wizarding World split. I'd like to see the same with Jurassic Park. It'd be cool to see Jurassic World, and we still have another movie coming. So I'd be interested to see what they can do with that.
Yeah, and it's a very different aesthetic than the original Jurassic Park. So it would still feel very different too. And they had different dinosaurs, you know, the made up hybrid dinosaurs. I think, looking to Universal Beijing, they're going to have the first Jurassic World land that's built from the ground up as Jurassic World. Hollywood is changing their ride from Jurassic Park to Jurassic World, but Beijing is starting from scratch. And there's already patents that were found that look like a gyrosphere ride. So, I'm looking to see what opens in a couple of years there, because if they do end up getting a Gyrosphere ride or a Mosasaur show, maybe these are things that'll show up in the fourth gate in Orlando.
I think it'd be cool, especially if like the queue for like the Gyrosphere was like waiting inside the tree trunk with like screens or something to see the T-Rex outside.
Yeah. Just having more dinosaurs incorporated in some way, but also all the locations from Jurassic World are really interesting. And like that, the T-Rex scene is only in the first movie for like 40 seconds.
I know.
And that'd be cool to sit in there.
And the Jurassic World area is all fleshed out like a real theme park. So just to be able to walk through some of that would be cool. Even if it was like behind the scenes kind of stuff, or like I said, walking through that giant tree trunk that they all watch the T-Rex eat in. Maybe not show the T-Rex eating something, but
where's the goat? Yeah. Can we have a petting zoo and hug the gallimimus and ride a triceratops baby?
Sure, I'm down with that. You think they could pull it off?
No, but it sounds fun.
And how do you think they would pull off a Mosasaur show? You think you'd just be underwater with it, like with screens? Or?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that the thing does move down, and you I think that's how they're going to do it at the ride in Hollywood. But there was this crazy rumor that there would be like a giant Mosasaur come out, eat a shark. I don't know. It seems like I wouldn't imagine going to sit down for a show and have it just be a robot. But
that's a huge animatronic.
You only need like the top third of it. You don't have to build the whole thing. It would be cool though if it goes down and you have like screens to see the underwater parts.
But that it's like half of it comes out in the movie.
We don't have to do all of it.
What do you mean we don't have to? We don't have to do anything.
They hung the shark a little lower today.
Oh, come on.
I personally think Gyrosphere ride is like the main thing, and I wouldn't be surprised if it did come to this park to just kind of be squeezed into the Monster Land, just because they don't want to build a whole land when they have wanted islands. But that's just theory.
I think they should do their own land for that, and I would love to do the Gyrosphere ride, just maybe not Jimmy Fallon. maybe we can skip that part. I mean, it's kind of funny in the movie, sort of, but I could see that video getting old quick.
I think he's the current narrator of the studio tour still at Hollywood.
I mean, my favorite part of his attraction in Florida is the Roots doing the safety spiel. So,
they're the first band on the moon. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's fine. I did security for them once. They're awesome. I'm good with them. They can do whatever they want.
I wonder how many takes it took to get that safety spiel.
Probably not a lot. Those dudes are pretty well rehearsed, and they are all able to play instruments.
Maybe Jimmy Fallon might have messed up with the cards.
Yeah, maybe Jimmy Fallon might have just messed up by getting a ride. Just saying, it's not that great.
I like it better than Twister. I said it.
Shame on you.
Don't at me.
Shame on you. At her a lot.
So that was five theoretical worlds right there, and the rumor is that there would be four or five worlds and some kind of entry land like port of entry at islands. But then we should also address some of the other rumors that have been going around for literally forever, one of them being the Lord of the Rings.
That's a rumor I've heard a long time. I heard that rumor before Harry Potter was even built. I don't think that's gonna happen.
I mean, yeah, that's true. We've heard it that long. Disney was looking at it, supposedly, and then Universal was looking at it, and then just kind of went away. I think everyone was waiting to see when the current Tolkien estate owner passed away, and that has happened, and we're years now away, and we still haven't heard anything. So I'm thinking that deal has never transpired.
I don't think it's going to. I mean, even with that person leaving Tolkien, the estate in general has been notoriously rough to deal with. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, they once sued the filmmakers for making a slot machine in Vegas with Lord of the Rings on it. So, you know, they're very specific about the way that they're... Plus, you know, maybe they missed the boat on this because they've already done the film series, then they've done the second film series, which wasn't as good as the first one. I don't think it had the same heart to it.
I think New Line Cinema got a little greedy with The Hobbit, and they forced him to do the third movie and add things in that weren't in the book, and I think that messed them up. And I know that one of the actresses, I think it was Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
She did not want to do the triangle love stuff, and they kind of forced her because of the contract, and it made the movie worse in general.
Yeah, but it was like, it was scenes like that, that storylines that didn't need to be in there. You know, The Hobbit could have been a nice kids film.
Or like one really long movie.
It's supposed to also be Guillermo del Toro.
Well, I mean, they did work together. Even though that Guillermo del Toro left, they still used a lot of his stuff in it. And that dude's a genius. Anything that guy does, even if you don't like the story visually, it's amazing.
One day he should do The Haunted Mansion.
You mean like he's been saying he's going to do?
I just put it out there in case he's listening.
That dude's awesome.
And if you're Universal, you're probably thinking, you know, we just acquired all this other, these other companies, and we have all these access to this other properties. Do we really need to deal with someone that's this complicated when, you know, we have Zelda, or we have How to Train Your Dragon, we have other medieval properties with similar aesthetics, and, you know, the Lord of the Rings movies, you know, a decade ago, and maybe in a decade or two when they remake them, we can revisit this idea.
Let's just overlook the fact that Guillermo del Toro basically made an updated version of the Creature of the Black Lagoon, and Universal let it go, and it ended up winning a lot of awards, and the dude is known for horror and visual stuff, and they totally let him slip through their fingers.
He should reboot the Dark Universe.
Well, Blumhouse, once he said he would do it. It's just somebody asked him, I think on Twitter, and he said he would redo it. Even the Fraser movie was more fun, I think, than the Tom. They should have just left that guy. They could have used him in any of those storylines because he was kind of an adventurer. They should have just left it and kept building. But I have heard Fraser's kind of beat up from all the stunts he's done over the years, and he's kind of getting tired of doing all of it because it's actually starting to really hurt him.
But, yeah, he's been a serious actor lately, but definitely not going to be doing any action. And you know, I'm kind of glad that the new Mummy movie failed, because I don't want them to take away my Mummy ending, where he could have enjoyed this interview a lot more if he had gotten his cup of coffee. It would have been weird if they replaced that with Tom Cruise.
I don't think they could. They'd have to redo something. That would not work.
There was another rumor that got really big this year. A couple outlets went with it, and that is Star Trek. Universal's new park is going to feature Star Trek to compete with Star Wars.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to get Star Trek to replace the Terminator 2 show. That is a rumor I've heard back when Paramount was making the movies, but they just could never get the scheduling right to get the actors all together. And now that film series is kind of fizzled out, it doesn't seem like something that's going to happen. And if you're going to make a land, I talked about this before, but if you're going to make a land, what Star Trek would you base it on? Because there's a new one every couple of years.
I know there's tons of them. I mean, there's currently one right now. So,
yeah, I mean, I like Next Generation. People like the classic. No one's clamoring for a Voyager themed ride.
Ooh, no.
Deep Space Nine. I could go for a Deep Space Nine. That would make a great hotel.
Yeah, but I think the fact that people bring it up as like to compare with Star Wars is a little ridiculous. They're not even the same. I mean, they're both sci-fi, but other than that, they're not exactly the same at all.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, the new movies were a little more action-packed, but it's more of a thinking man's sci-fi.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And
whereas Star Wars is more like science fantasy.
Yep, and they totally lost Chris and Chris. Those two guys would have been huge draws for the next movie, and they just walked away from the negotiating table. So somebody messed up. But I think the fact that a lot of the rumors are based on to compete with Star Wars, the only way they're the same is they have Star in their name, in my opinion. And that's about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I don't think there's any merit to the actual rumor itself, but I thought we'd bring it up because it was something that was talked about. And this way, if it does happen, I'll be like, yeah, I knew it. That's why we talked about it. And I'm also hearing that Warner Brothers really wants to have more presence in the parks because of the success of Wizarding World. I mean, every time a Butterbeer gets sold or anyone buys anything that says Harry Potter on it, some money goes to Warner Brothers, and they like that. So maybe we can look for more properties directly from Warner Brothers at the new park.
So do you have any ideas? Cause
not a clue. No, not a single one.
Okay, that's what I thought. I mean, they have DC, but I don't think Universal is going to try and tap into that.
I don't see them giving up Marvel, and I don't see Marvel and DC playing well together. So
no, there is a Spielberg connection.
Yeah, Ready Player One was Warner Brothers. It would be a cool way to incorporate Back to the Future back into the parks.
That would be a lot of licensing.
Oh, they got the movie made and that was a lot of licensing. But yeah, I don't see any Star Wars characters showing up on a Ready Player One ride.
I mean, well, the issue right there, Star Wars, there's the main character has a solo belt. So I think right there, you're probably going to be out of luck, but it would be pretty cool.
What about a VR experience at the new City Walk that you just go to enter the Oasis yourself?
That'd be cool because it would obviously not be able to have some of the characters.
But you're the character. You're just going to the Oasis.
It's still a lot of licensing, though. I mean, if you watch that movie a lot and look in the background, there's all kinds of stuff. Even in the foreground, I mean, the DeLorean alone has the Knight Rider light in the front. It's a DeLorean Back to the Future. And then his friend H in the movie has a Bigfoot. So just in vehicles alone, it's getting ridiculous.
Wreck-It Ralph has VR now at Disney Springs, and Wreck-It Ralph has Sonic the Hedgehog and Pac-Man and all of the things that Disney owns and Marvel and Star Wars. So they just do it, and they only include Warner Brothers and Universal properties. You know, just be Minions in the Oasis for some reason.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I don't know about Minions in the Oasis.
Oh, you know, it's something they have access to. The T-Rex was cool. You redid the car chase. You got King Kong. You got the T-Rex, the DeLorean, but without Kit's flashing light. The Ghostbusters logo wasn't on the door. I read the book, and there was supposed to be a Ghostbusters logo on the door. So someone said no to Spielberg. We know that.
But he still put the thing in the movie anyway. There's just no logo. I would be cool. I really like that movie. I know a lot of people think it's all right, especially people that love the book, but I think it's a lot of fun. I tend to watch that movie a lot when I'm sick. It's kind of cool to sit there and just kind of go on an adventure that's completely fantasy and see all the things in the background and all the nostalgia. I think that movie's awesome. All right. So that's all the speculation you know of.
Well, there's also stuff we would never guess because the movies haven't come out yet. They're working on a Dr. Dolittle movie. And I heard that Universal Creative is working closely with the production to come up with a ride or a show attraction idea so that if the movie is a success, they can just start production on the new show immediately. So that's something we might see if for some reason a Dr. Dolittle reboot works.
I don't see that as a whole world.
But
you did say doctor, and that does make me think of something they should probably look into, and that would be Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm not really a fan, but I know lots of people are. So it would be really cool to walk into a TARDIS and have a giant like that be the entrance to the ride. But it looks like a little standalone TARDIS. That would be pretty neat. Like maybe put some mirrors behind it.
I think that should be the entrance to the world as you walk.
The whole world. Oh, that's
a slightly larger TARDIS. TARDIS that's in the world is all inside of that TARDIS. I mean, I'm not a huge fan either, but I think if they could get the rights to that, there's decades worth of doctors and stories and all kinds of stuff they could grab from. And it could be cool even for people who aren't a lot of people weren't excited for Pandora, but then it opened and everyone was wowed by it. Could be the same thing.
That's a good point. But yeah, Doctor Who has a pretty big following, and they sell merchandise at Universal in the comic book store. And so it's a big enough seller that they've had merchandise there for years.
I think it could be cool, even like I said, for people that aren't huge fans, like even us. But I think that's a deep property you could dig into. And there's a lot of good actors that came out of Doctor Who. So,
and you can have a Christmas event, just like they have a Christmas special every year.
Oh, yeah, you could, totally. So Universal, grab the TARDIS. We want to go through the TARDIS into a new world. So I don't have any other ideas. Do you?
Okay. Well, I'm looking at a calendar. I'm like, if they start, because they've already cleared the land, and now they're working on the infrastructure and they're working on the back of house. So if in 2019 they actually start construction on this theme park, it could be open by 2022, 2023. I'd put my money on 2023 because maybe they're going to take a little bit more time getting this parking lot set up and move a couple things around. With all the land that they got, they're probably also going to be working on hotels and a city walk area to go with it.
Which makes sense. And they have a goal right now for hotel rooms or something, right? I just don't remember the number off the top of my head.
I think with Endless Summer opening next year and the year after, they're actually hitting their target for what they wanted with the original resort. So they're ready to start kind of working on a new target. But they have been opening a hotel every year for the last several years and the next 2 years. So maybe starting 2020, 2021, 2023, we keep those hotels coming just at the new property.
And so you don't really put much weight in the people that are thinking that this is going to tie in somehow to compete with Disney's 50th, Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, just to be more specific.
No, I don't think. There'll be a new roller coaster opening in Jurassic Park, and they'll be like, hey, we got a new roller coaster, and we have another new roller coaster that opened last year. Come see these. But I don't, they might announce, you know, and make a preview center. That would be awesome. But I don't see it opening till 2022 at the earliest.
Yeah, and do you think they're going to use this to combat Star Wars Land? Do you think when Disney opens that, Universal's going to be like, hey, look over here, we're going to build something new for you guys, an entire park, not just the land?
No, I don't think so. They got their own Harry Potter roller coasters opening that they want to promote. I don't think they're going to make a peep about this until at least 2021.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like I said before, they're going to announce it a year before they open it.
That's pretty much that's their MO.
That's a lot of space to kind of plan. I mean, it's 500 plus acres to kind of plan everything out and move all the water.
And that's just their first half. They still have another 400 and something acres total, but it's spread out into smaller parcels. This is the largest parcel that's all connected. And there's been talk of maybe another park later on that they build on the same area, whether that be another water park, so that there's a water park and a theme park here at the new resort area, or maybe 10 years down the line, they do like they did with Islands of Adventure and they build some parking garages and they turn the old parking lot into the second park. If they move some water out of the way, they got nearly the same size lot as they do for that new park for another new park.
That's crazy. So then they would do the parking garage across the street.
Yeah.
And then a new park. And I'm okay with that. They should do that.
Yeah. Well, whether it be a new water park or they're going to want to play wait and see if this, you know, maybe the fourth park cannibalizes some of the ticket sales from their other parks. And they're like, well, this is as much as we can handle. I'm leaning towards the second water park idea because they're selling out for half the year at Volcano Bay. So they could use the more capacity and add a second water park.
I would think they want to keep the bigger plot of land just in case they want to expand. And they have all those other satellite little parcels. They could probably build a water park on one of those.
Yeah, I wonder if there is another. There might be another area that's big enough. We might see golf courses. I know some of the other parcels have to remain as animal preserves because they're wetlands. But yeah, there's definitely a lot they could do.
And there's plenty of land around there, too. You just got to hope that some of the people that might be holding on to it prevent another theme park, we'll let go of it.
That's true. Once that old guy just takes his house away with balloons, you can build on his lot and connect the land together to build another park.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, there is land still left. And I mean, they're basically just reclaiming land they lost and sold off in the first place. So.
Oh, yeah. That is the sad truth of it, is that they owned most of this land already. And back when the previous owners were running low on funds, they just dumped it all to Lockheed Martin and other developers. And it's been a long process for Comcast and company to get it all back. But it's happy news because now we're going to get another theme park here after all this time. And honestly, I think the timing is better now with the theme park wars in full gear than if they had done it earlier.
Oh, so good. We benefit. We all benefit from the theme park arms race. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, I'd say look to Universal Studios Beijing in 2 years to see what they have that's different from the other parks, because this might be a sample of what we're going to see here.
And Universal, if you want to fly us out there to go check it out, please feel free to go ahead and do that. All right. Is there anything else that you have with this park that you know of?
I think that's going to do it for now on the fourth gate. We can always talk about it at the beginning of a show. If any news comes up in the future, we will stay on top of it, of course.
That's awesome. I'm excited. I'm excited. So excited. So you have Patreon?
That's right. You can find the Patreon page at patreon.com/themeparkstop. And pledge as little as $1 a month to help out with the podcast and the YouTube channel. I think Ian was suggesting that maybe if we got 50 or more patrons, we could do special exclusive shows.
Yeah, I had to twist her arm a little, guys.
But also other perks as well. The more support we can get on Patreon, the more shows we can do, and the more YouTube videos that can be produced on the channel.
guys, I've also been working on a little project called, it's basically IMDb for theme parks. It's called themedattractiondatabase.com. I just started it. I finished the rough outline basically for Islands of Adventure. Any designers out there, anybody that knows designers, please reach out to me. I'm trying to create bios and then...
People that worked on theme park attractions.
Other things outside of Disney. I'm not just doing Disney and Universal. It's literally any theme park right now. I'm focused on rides and attractions. It's pretty much insurmountable to do. Alicia's helped me a little. My friend Nicole is doing research. My friend Peter Didone is doing photography. So it's a labor of love right now.
If you want to look up, you know, who directed a movie or something, or who worked on the sound for a movie, it's so easy at IMDb, but like, maybe we know a couple names of Imagineers, or like one or two names at Universal Creative, like Joe Rohde sticks out, like he's the rock star. So exactly. It would be great to have that resource.
I talked to some really cool people. Adam Bizark's super nice. Jason Sorrell a little bit. James Martin most recently. Just some really cool designers that have done a lot of things that we all love. And I'm always looking for more. So if anybody knows anybody that has ever done anything to help bring a ride to life, manufacturing, just hit me up. You can find me on Twitter at official TADB. Same on Instagram, and you can find us on Facebook too.
Yep, and you can find me on Twitter at Alicia Stella, and I'll be retweeting all the official TADB posts to try to get some exposure out there.
Yay! Thank you guys for all the awesome reviews you've left, the 5 stars. It's fun to read them. We really appreciate that support.
And check us out on iTunes if you're watching the video. And if you're on iTunes, check out the video because we show lots of cool stuff and point out what we're talking about. I think that's going to do it for this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to talk about Star Wars Land.
Episode 4, Star Wars. It's not a mistake or coincidence.
A New Hope.
Oh, boy.